The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Packed day today, and welcome back. We're on this Columbus Day, as a matter of fact. With us in studio is Laura Kennard. We're going to be talking about networking and maybe a social media tip. We'll see what she's got on her mind. She is our networking contributor each and every Monday here on the Business News Hour. Laura, welcome back. Good to see you. Let's talk networking, shall we?
All right.
Where are we going?
Well, so I'm going to we haven't talked about this for a while. We know Smokey Row over on Cottage Grove, and we have a get-together that's 8 to 9 at Smokey Row, and this is the Iowa Business Connection. So it's a regular thing.
Is that
thing.
Tonight or is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Or tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. So we haven't talked about that for a while, and I just thought I would remind people that that is a weekly networking event that you can attend. And a couple of the other things, we still have the the networking event that is on Thursdays, which is called Bing Lunch and Learn.
Okay.
And that's something I also haven't mentioned for a while. So those are a couple of things that you can hit every week that are open. Like, you don't have to be like formally part of those groups. It's just about showing up, learning, networking. And the Lunch and Learn is at the West Des Moines Incubator, which is over in Valley Junction.
Got it. I've got something that's going on tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, I'd love to hear about that.
Tonight, over at Drake.
Because I didn't have any Monday things.
Well, tonight at Drake.
At Drake?
Yeah, right over there by where you work. Drake, a Huffington Post has been in town doing Stories of America.
Oh.
And they're going to, what's happening tonight at 7 o'clock is Wayne Ford from Urban Dreams has an event there where members of our community from the street are going to be panelists for a discussion relative to economic survivability in our community. It happens tonight at Drake.
And is there a cost for that?
No, there's no cost to this. This is an opportunity to go. Lyle Mueller was just with us from Iowa Watch earlier in the program, and he was mentioning that he and several reporters are going to that. So it should be very interesting. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Drake.
We don't know where on Drake campus.
Just go to Drake.
What's it called?
I don't know. I think it would probably be, maybe we can turn to Tyler and he can take a look at this. This Urban Dreams, Wayne Ford, might have that up.
Okay,
so we'll check it out. We'll check it out.
We'll get back to you here in a couple minutes, hopefully, if our trusty assistant can find it for us. I had not heard that, and that's funny, yes, because I, do spend a lot of time at Drake and didn't know that. So thank you for adding that. You have a different mix of people that come in, and that's awesome because this is the problem. There's so many things going on,
and
it's hard to keep track of it all. So we have, of course, so I talked about Tuesday and Thursday networking, but on Wednesday, one thing that we do talk about fairly frequently is Million Cups, and this is the beer panel. So this is the craft brew panel, and this is similarly, we'll be a panelist of people that brew in Iowa, so they'll be able to give some insight on that industry, and probably some just general running a business sort of tips.
And a news piece for that, today we had this story.
Oh boy.
515 Brewing Company in Clive received a gold medal at the 2017 Great American Beer Festival this past weekend.
Well, of course, near and dear, our friend Cinnamon Ross
and
her hubby and their partners there. I think there's four of them or something.
Yep, there is.
And that's awesome.
Congratulations. So beer at Million Cups on Wednesday and a neat beer story here as well.
Kidding. Well, and of course, Ben McDougall is the one that runs Million Cups, and he's got a beer-related innovation,
his Flight Bright,
which is a way for you to keep track of all these different beer types and be able to record.
Right, yeah, it's cool stuff. Yeah. What do you got?
I've earned my keep.
Oh, you have?
So it's going to be in the Sussman Theater in the Olmsted Center
tonight
at 7 p.m.
That's all right, perfect.
You are amazing. You are amazing. Tyler Hackenberg.
I'm blushing for the people who
can't
see.
Everything on the fly. He's running the board, looking up stuff online, wearing sharp glasses.
It's just the way he rolls.
Yeah. So anyway, in case you have...
Those are different glasses.
What?
Yeah.
Are you caught me.
Different again?
Yeah.
Oh,
how many pair did you get?
I got two.
Okay.
Got two new pairs.
So it's not going to be like your shoe thing where it's now glasses.
No. Okay. Although these days glasses are less expensive than shoes to have a ton of.
That's probably true.
That is probably true.
See what we bring you, ladies and
less
gentlemen.
Less room in your closet, too.
The most amazing stories right here on the Business News Hour.
So in case you have not for some reason caught that Million Cups is at the Science Center.
That's where it is.
At the Science Center. And if you show up at 8, you can actually network. I'm going to be bringing some students from my Entrepreneurship 101 class to check out Million Cups. I figured why not bring college students to a Brewfest panel, right?
Why not?
So, anyway,
it works.
So that's what we're going to be doing, and we're going to be playing hooky from class in the afternoon.
Got it.
So anyway, so we have that. And then on Thursday, I have a small plug for social media management class. And so this is going to be at Southridge Center, Southridge Mall. Right. And we're going to get together at 8:30 in the morning and go all the way to, 8 a.m. in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, an hour break for lunch. And what we're doing there is we're identifying tools and online tools, but also just how to use Excel spreadsheets, different subscription things, all of these things that you can put together when you're trying to craft sort of a management system to monitor your social media, to be able to work with a team or work by yourself, or be able to maybe you have a blog and you need a system for that. So we'll talk about everything that's available that you can access in terms of resources and tools for your
And that's at DMAC Southridge.
And you may show up to that and register on the spot if you want to.
8 o'clock in the morning, Thursday.
Yes. And so then we're going to just jump ahead because I want to talk about something on the 18th, which is Square One October Startup Stories. And we mentioned this before. That's going to be Katie Byers. So October 18th, so skipping ahead to next week, she will be at Square One. They have startup stories every month. So.
Correct.
And this one is going to feature Home Diddy.
Yep. Katie Byers is going to be here with Mike Caldwell later on this week talking about that.
Perfect. So you can get more of the scoop on that one.
Absolutely.
Then the following day on Thursday, the 19th, we will have the social media discussion group for October. This is put on by AMA Iowa. And that it's going to be featuring social media advertising.
How to do it?
Yep. So this is the paid side of social media, right? And then we have to round out next week in October 21st and 22nd, the Great Iowa Pet Expo.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. And that's going to be out the fairgrounds, right?
It will be at the fairgrounds, varied industry building. Right. Lots of fun, lots of opportunities to buy things for your pet.
And network. You can network with other pet owners.
Well,
they should have a networking seminar.
We've actually talked about that, right?
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Anyway, lots of small businesses there from some of our local folks, but there's people that bring their products and businesses from all over the region. So it may be the only time that you can buy some of these products.
Absolutely. And on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, at the Marriott down here is the Central Iowa Business event. And that is happening all day on Wednesday, if you are so inclined.
And can you still get that?
I don't know. I just thought I'd help them out a little bit.
Yes.
Throw that out there for our friends in Urbandale. All right, but that's downtown at the Marriott all day on Wednesday. All right, that about wraps it up for us. Thank you, Laura. I'm so glad you made it from
Drake. Yes, I was a little frazzled. Sorry.
It's all right. We're able to keep it together. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackett-Miller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. And the program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. General manager is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, hey, be good to your fellow man. Business News Hour. Thanks for listening.